In 2008, a man named Ian was working his dream job at a recovery ministry in Florida. We're only using Ian's first name to protect his anonymity. Ian has a family history of addiction. As a teenager in Florida, it was easy for him to get access to opioids.
You had these clinics. They were pill mills, is what they call them, but everything was cash. They didn't accept insurance. They had their own pharmacy inside the clinic.
But then he got sober. He was 7 years into recovery when, like a lot of Americans during the Great Recession, Ian lost his job. He and his wife decided they would travel the country from Florida to Alaska and see as much as they could along the way. They made it to Washington, but by that time, their relationship was on the rocks. Ian got an injury, then he relapsed.
Not only did I relapse, but when you do relapse, it always comes back worse. And you're going to get there quicker.
Getting pills was harder here. That led him to heroin.
So yeah, I ended up relapsing and bad. I got to the point where I was doing a half ounce of heroin a day.
When someone is suffering from addiction, Ian says there are brief moments that make you question what you're doing.
You get those moments of clarity. You get those small little, you know, like on a cloudy day when the clouds part and you see those little beams of light. You get one of those, you got to jump on it because it could be life or death.
Sometimes that's when someone seeks help. Ian went through detox in Grays Harbor twice. The first time,
I said no to the Suboxone the first time around. I said, no, it's just a crutch. I didn't know anything about it. So I said, oh, I'm going to go cold turkey. And I did.
Suboxone is the brand name of buprenorphine. That's a synthetic opioid used to treat opioid use disorder. So Ian left detox.
And I made it like 2 days and then relapsed again, ended up right back at the same place. And the guy told me that was going to happen before I left. And he said, look, Ian, I've never seen someone do as much heroin as you're doing. And if you continue to do this, you're going to die.
Ian made a different choice.
So I said, all right, I'm going to humble myself. This guy's a professional. Obviously, he's giving me advice, you know, not only from his experience, but he was coming from his heart, too. You know, you can tell when someone's being genuine. So I got connected with Dr. Grandy after I got out of detox there and started on Suboxone treatment. It was like a miracle.
When someone uses opioids heavily, the dopamine receptors in their brain are altered. When they stop using opioids, their brain recovers slowly. With buprenorphine, Ian says he feels like he's returned to that baseline. Ian expresses his gratitude for all Dr. Grandy has done for him.
I try and display my gratitude as much as I can, as often as I can. But I don't think even if I do it right from now to the time we part ways, that it'll properly capture. There's no words, there's no actions, it's big.
And now he's over a decade into recovery. Ian says he works to return the kindness people showed him when he was going through substance use disorder by helping people around him who might be suffering.
I'm looking at myself, and I know that place. And I don't know. I also don't believe in coincidence.
I'm Lauren Gallup, reporting.